Hey, guys, let's talk about that strange call with the spike. At that point in the game, the Raiders were inspired. They're up 14-7 after three quarters. It looks like they really are in position to have a chance to win the game. Ben, what do you make of that call?
Well, I was at the game, and I, you know, you couldn't hear the official's explanation with all the crazies yelling and on both sides, and so I didn't find out what the actual decision was until I read the paper this morning. But evidently, a deliberate fumble is ruled as a pass, incomplete pass, and since it was past the line of scrimmage, it was a penalty because he passed, forward passed beyond the line of scrimmage, and so they got the penalty for that and took it back. But then they got the ball because the penalty still, with the penalty, they still had a first down. And I guess that's the explanation. Who knows? That celebrating is getting out of hand when guys are throwing away games over making a statement that he
called. Now, does this mean that they're going to change the rules next year?
Well,
the Raiders being involved, but this is the first time the rule went against you guys.
Well, it was the Holy Roller in San Diego, which they still talk about here, and then, of course, the game in Kansas City.
That was in San Diego.
That was what?
That Holy Roller was in San Diego, like you said.
Yes, yes, yeah. That was just good Raider football. They said, man, it's the last play of the game. Why not kick it?
You're very cerebral, you guys, out there on the West Coast, thinking of these things.
Well, instead of, you know, a lot of...
Well, let me ask you, yeah, that Holy Roller thing, did you ever practice that?
No, but, you know, a lot of other teams, guys would have jumped on and said, look, I got a fumble. But the Raiders had the presence of mind of saying, hey, try it, see what happens. And God bless the official, he made the right call on it.
And just to refresh everybody's memory, Ken Stabler, who may be on quite soon on the show as well, I'm not saying when, but it's very soon, Ken Stabler fumbles the ball, Mr. Hubbard, the fullback, pushes it forward, and Dave Casper falls on it in the end zone, and so that created this rule. What's it, in the last 2 minutes of the game, right, Len?
I think so, that the only guy that can recover a fumble is the guy who fumbles it. It's inside, I think it's inside the 5-yard line or 10-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
But that was some sort of a rule change for that.
And then we've got the one that really I wanted to talk about, which was the famous dead ball foul. And Len, take us back to that, because the Chiefs is 1970. You're one of the best teams, maybe the best team in the NFL, certainly right at the top. You're ahead by 3 points. If you win this game, you're 1.5 games ahead of the Raiders. What happened?
Now, you want my version or you want Ben's version?
I want both. Let's start with you.
Huh? He remembers less than 2 minutes to go. They had used all their timeouts. It was third down and 4 or 5, something like that. If we made the first down, then we could just go to a knee and the game's over with because we're up by 3. Well, I had called a sweep to the left, but I told, I think it was Mike Garrett, the running back, that I was going to keep it because I wanted the best ball carrier we had on the team with his hands on the ball, which is me, right? No, the element of surprise I thought would work. And it did, and I went down the field, and somebody cold-cocked me. Ben's got a different version of how I went down, though. But anyway, I go down, and knowing the Raiders that and Ben's philosophy about quarterbacks is that I protected myself, rolled myself up into a ball, and Ben kind of did a somersault over me. When Otis Taylor saw that, then he jumped on Ben, and here comes everybody, a free-for-all there for several minutes. And the referee was starting to pound off 15 yards against the Raiders. Dan Carlers, who's an intelligent middle linebacker, said, hey, whoa, wait a minute, what about this flag on Otis Taylor? So they had a conference. When it was all over, they were offsetting penalties. We went back to the line of scrimmage, didn't make the first down, punted away, and George Blanda, I don't know how, he was 67 years old at the time, I think.
He kicked his age.
Yeah, he kicked he was 48 when he retired, I think, but he kicked a 48-yard field goal to tie the game. The significance of that was that the Raiders, I think you guys had a tie later on, and when we played you last game of the season, or near the last game of the season, we had a half a game lead, but if that hadn't been the call, we'd had a 1.5 game lead, and they just waxed us out there on the West Coast, and they won the division.